You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Let's go to Luckenbach.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Greatest song in country music history. Waylon is your artist of the day. Your keyword to cash is car, C-A-R. Text that into 72881. And you, my friend, are in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. It is a national competition, and message and data rates may apply.
Can we talk about the guy who fell asleep in the cargo hold of the plane that landed in Chicago?
Can we talk about why he did it?
Is going on.
Love him. Hungover. Got a little too much to drink.
I heard he was hammered, not hungover.
Yeah, well, he had a little too much to drink, fell asleep while he was loading the cargo luggage up.
Hey, happens to the best of us.
But okay? How did he encapsulate himself in the hold for the plane to, like,
there's a lot of questions, right?
Doesn't it get so cold in there you can freeze to death?
In this case, he was so lucky it was heated and pressurized because, oh my gosh.
Yeah, a lot of them aren't. This is what happened. This dude went in there, showed up for work, still drunk from the night before. Mm-hmm. Everybody that works with him is annoyed because he reeks like booze and he's doing a crap job. And let's face it, it's Steve, and Steve does this all the time. Stupid Steve. I hate having to work with Steve. And then Steve sat down in the cargo hold and passed out, and everybody went, no, don't wake him up. Screw him. And they finished loading the plane, closed the door, and left Steve in there.
You know, that's actually quite plausible.
Plausible hell. That's what happened. I can almost guarantee it.
Steve's going to take a little nap.
That's what plausible means, Rod, is that you could almost guarantee that that's what happened.
Well, I almost guarantee that's what happened.
So it's plausible.
Yeah.
No, it's not plausible. It's almost, I can guarantee you that's what happened. Plausible means it's easy to bend.
The only thing is if somebody put
what?
That's pliable.
That's pliable, you moron.
How'd you like to be the guy in Chicago that opens that?
How'd you like to be Rod's son or wife?
I bet you he was not pliable when they opened the cargo hold.
Uh-uh.
At least it's only an hour flight.
It was like, hello. Oh, my God, there's a human in here. Like, hello.
Well, they probably had to wake Steve up.
Suitcase, Steve.
In the interest of, you were talking earlier about how radio stations are starting to play Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the Christmas music album you didn't think you needed?
What is the Christmas album we didn't need?
William Shatner sings your favorite Christmas tunes.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
That's terrible!
That.
The worst part is, you know who's with him on that song?
No.
The great Henry Rollins from Black Flag fame.
He's not even mildly in tune. Is there another one? I kind of want to hear another
There's
one.
This one with the great Iggy Pop.
Silent night. Holy night.
Almost sounds like Bill Grady.
All is calm. All is bright.
No, if Bill Grady did it, it'd be good.
Yeah.
There's a line there, Mr. Shatner. You just missed it.
Reed, keep going.
Round yon virgin.
Round yon virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Now I'm starting to see pedophile. That's all I'm hearing right now. I'm hearing pedophile.
It was the first one that was spoken out of tune. Like, it's spoken, but it's still out of tune. Dashing through the snow. And we're going to hold open sleigh.
A child is tender.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't make it creepy. Don't make it creepy.
What are you talking about? William Shatner made
it
creepy.
Just don't make it worse.
Child. You want to see the most disgusting thing ever.
So, so tender and juicy.
Did you see Winebaum post the appetizer at whatever Halloween party he attended last night?
What was it?
I'm starting to wonder about the parties that he attends. Okay, like, they're kind of weird.
Picture this, if you will. A large tray of tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody then dumps green jalapeno hot sauce on the chips.
Okay.
In like a trail.
Okay.
And then they put a naked plastic baby with its legs up at the top of the green.
Like the baby pooped
liquid,
it?
Chunky
That's
trail.
Gross.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, but also kind of a clever idea.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Ew, that's so weird. Keep going.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Okay,
that's
he's
like what somebody says right before they kill you.
That's right. That's right out of the
Sleep
pedophile.
In heavenly peace.
It's really weird.
And by pedophile, I don't mean pedophilia. I mean, like, he's a
No,
pedophile,
I liked the other one better.
And that's from the file.
I like the dashing through the snow one better. That one was kind of funny because it's so bad.
Yeah, but that one's,
like, creepishly weird.
Where's Iggy Pop in that?
I don't know, but maybe he's playing the piano. We're going back to Jingle Bells with Henry Rollins.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank and then we got upset.
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. All right, there's Henry Rollins right there.
He's got like
terrible.
10 albums.
It's terrible.
Shatner's
got
10 albums?
Shatner has about 10 different albums he's put out. This was the first one I ever heard. It was actually kind of famous.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Oh, no.
0 hour, 9 a.m.
That don't make sense.
And I'm going to be high as a kite by then.
Whoa, whoa. I wonder who could do it better. Bill Grady or William Shatner?
Bill Grady.
I kind of wonder if we should have Grady do a Christmas reading.
I have no problem. This is a great idea.
You're not going to be around. What do you care?
What Christmas song?
Well, I love
Is this the real life?
Is this just fantasy?
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
No escape from reality.
No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy.
What?
I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
I can't take it. This is Captain Kirk.
This is a man who takes himself too seriously.
Or not seriously enough.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I kind of like it if that's the case. I'm just still trying to get past Silent Night because that sounds like you whisper into a kid's ear when you're right about to kidnap them and then send them into sex trafficking.
Don't play it again.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Is it a parody? Is he trying to be funny?
Well, see, I thought with the first one he was, but I think with this one maybe no.
Son of God, love's pure light.
I mean, he's no Leonard Cohen, but...
I don't know that I would call it the Christmas album I didn't know I needed. I think I just don't need it. That's just me, and I'm a fan.
Where does Iggy Pop come in here?
Son...
That's William Shatner. Let's go a little further in.
Silent night.
Maybe he's playing the piano.
Holy night.
He's like the male version of my mom. The voice is just so bad.
Hey, would she come in and sing for us?
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
You have always said
worst
she
voice
has
ever.
The worst,
worst
singing voice you've ever heard.
Worst I've ever heard.
Would she come in and sing, knowing you are making fun of her, number one? And number two, what could we get her to sing?
Have you told her?
What?
that she has a terrible singing
voice? I told you the story. My dad did. Church.
If we printed out the lyrics, Scott, if we printed out the lyrics for her for any song, would she come in and sing it?
I don't know that she would do something risque.
Okay, it doesn't have to be risque.
I mean, like, give me an example. Like, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
You know how funny that would be.
I'll ask.
She, maybe we give her five choices and she can pick the song, or we will take suggestions on the text line at 22980.
I don't think, here's what I know. She would not sing a Christmas song, and here's why. Not that she doesn't love baby Jesus.
Okay.
She will not sing any Christian song because she knows we'll make fun of it. And she would consider that to be sacrilegious.
Blasphemy. Okay. But.
Will she do Shoop?
What about All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey?
Here we go.
Maybe.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need, and it's your mother singing that song.
Okay, I'll ask. I mean, I can ask. But she's not anything that involves baby Jesus, she will not do it because she knows we'll make fun of it, and she's not going to do that.
I could see that.
She might do, like, a
Push
pop.
It.
By Salt and Pepper?
Get up on this, Margaret!
Yeah.
I don't know. You become number one in a hot body show. I'm not so sure. Hey, it's Scott Parks with exciting news. A totally new kind of jewelry store has just opened as of today in the Kansas City area. One that is going to forever change how you buy diamonds and find jewelry. It's Diamonds Direct, a diamond powerhouse opening today at 119th and Row. And Diamonds Direct is a radical concept that was started by former diamond wholesalers. It's really simple. No middlemen. Direct imported prices guaranteed to beat anybody in town. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, this has got to be a big warehouse. It's cold. It's uninviting. Wrong. Diamonds Direct has a beautiful showroom with a selection that is up to 30 times larger than what you're going to find at other stores here, including more than 4,000 designer rings from all the brands that women are asking for. Plus, Diamonds Direct has a huge vault of diamonds in all shapes and sizes from a half carat all the way up to 10 carats. It's a disruptor in the market today. And if you're thinking about a great Christmas gift, you've never seen so many choices with pendants and earrings and bracelets, what have you. Whatever you do, don't buy an engagement ring or any piece of diamond jewelry until you discover the all-new Diamonds Direct opening today at 119th and Row right next to the Town Center Plaza.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
Oh, wow.
And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear.
This has to be him making fun of himself.
Now it's time to leave the
Stop captain, the tape. Stop the tape.
If you do.
Stop. Stop. Don't. I mean, like, completely stop it and start it back over at the beginning. This is ground control to Major Tom. Because that is not how David Bowie did it.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You really made the grade.
So good.
And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule.
Stop the tape. I'm calling an executive board meeting. And I'm putting on the floor for consideration and a vote. You don't get one. That William Shatner is tomorrow's artist of the day.
No.
No Christmas music unless it's the creepy pedophile song.
I'm going to vote Hell's Yeah.
Okay. I, too, am voting Hell's Yeah.
And that's so not fair. Kara's having a baby tomorrow morning.
It carries 2-0 because you and I are the only executive board members left. So the executive board has just decided that William Shatner will be your artist of the day tomorrow.
This is Major Tom of Ground Control.
So dumb.
I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Shatner. The executive board just voted Kara Markser on the day that you will be writhing in pain, we will make William Shatner the artist of the day tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
I think we should make the artist of the day any song with the word baby in it because she's having a baby.
Too bad you're not on the board.
Yeah, if you were on the board, you could have put that up for a vote, but you got kicked off the board.
I'm going to whap you upside the head.
Well, you got kicked off the board of directors, so you can't get a vote.
Were either of us actually ever on the board?
She was in the beginning, but the other two, we had a coup.
He kicked me off because I chose ABBA as the artist of the day.
Yeah.
Doesn't it awfully nice to have a penis?
Why, yes it is, Rod. Thank you for asking.
And the Grease soundtrack. And the Bee Gees.
That's right.
I think the Bee Gees, that was sealed the one the that did seal the deal. He was like, we're done.
That was three strikes. She's off the board.
ABBA, the Grease soundtrack.
And see, the funny thing is, now that there are
and
only
the
two members,
Gibb.
Now that there are only two members on the board, Rod and I can't kick each other off, so we have to work in cahoots.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Works great.
Yep. We rarely disagree.
It's weird how that
show's works. Been running just fine ever since we kicked Dane off the board. We poor like Dane. The music. Have you here? Can you play the beginning of? Why can I not remember the name of the song? The one you just did,
Major Tom.
Major Tom,
or actually called Space Odyssey.
Space Odyssey. Yes. Listen to this. This is so dumb.
Check ignition. And may God's love be with you.
Lift off.
So good.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
That's my favorite one so far.
Yeah, it's good.
And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear.
Let's get to the newsroom at Caremark. This is your last newscast before you leave us.
Yes.
Okay. When you're done, I want you to go, booyah!
And I am going to say something on a serious note. We will miss you dearly for the next 3 months.
Thank you.
You are a huge component of this show. Everybody loves you. May God bless you. And
did you just call the pregnant lady huge? They don't like that.
Component. I didn't say you're huge.
You did that earlier this week.
You look like you got two basketballs in you, but you will be missed. May God bless you and your expanding family. We love you and take care.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you on the other side. Right. Here's Caremark.
If you take I-70, some delays expected tomorrow. More next.
Hey, you know what is not smart? Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. You know what is smart? ZipRecruiter.com/report. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you. That's because ZipRecruiter finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, the right education, the right experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through the wrong resumes. No more waiting for the right candidates to apply. And it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating, by the way, comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot, with more than 1,000 reviews. And right now, listeners to Dane and Parks can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/REPORT. ZipRecruiter.com/report. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
5:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Tomorrow, westbound I-70 will be down to one lane while crews make repairs to the Manchester Bridge. You should expect some big delays as you're coming into downtown. The ramps from 435 to westbound 70 will also be shut down. The closures start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Everything should be back to normal in time for the Monday morning rush. Toyota issuing a recall of some Scion vehicles today.
The recall covers about 17,000 Scion XA vehicles in the U.S. for model years between 2004 and 2006. The company says the airbag system could experience electrical shorting that could damage circuits and lead to the airbags and seat belt pretensioners failing or deploying improperly. The company says dealers will fix the problem and it'll begin notifying customers in December. Toyota has not said whether the problem has caused any crashes or injuries. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together next.
Skies remaining partly cloudy this evening, and our temperatures will drop through the 40s down to about 40 by tomorrow morning. Any rain showers right before dawn, we'll see a high temperature of 55 degrees, and the chances of rain will definitely be out of here by mid-morning or early afternoon. Saturday, 39 in the morning, afternoon high of 58, most of the day looking dry. Rain showers late Saturday into early on Sunday, Don't forget to fall back, by the way, 1 hour as daylight saving time comes to an end. Those showers overnight giving way to a partly cloudy sky on Sunday morning, high of 42, afternoon high of 56. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 55 right now at KCI, 57 in Raytown, 56 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ. Booyah.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
Not accepted.
Can we rewind that?
Not accepted.
I'm not feeling that booyah. Now, I wanted like booyah.
That doesn't sound like a woman ready to kick a 15-pound baby out of her belly.
I just want to listen to it again because I don't feel like you brought your A game to that booyah.
It didn't hit me in my loins. Let's try this again. Hang on. We're playing it back.
I don't really feel like
she wasn't into it, Dana.
Felt that.
Uh-uh. No. I didn't feel it either.
I expected more of you, Mark, sir. Oh, Lord.
I mean, you would think she's getting ready to get a baby out of her belly.
She's so tired. She just wants it to be over. Oh, my God.
Just very disappointing.
It's a 10-pounder. You got a turkey in there. Like a full frozen turkey.
Yes, I do. Where you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ. Booyah.
No, no.
That was more like, booyah.
Booyah. See you later. All right. So take it from the out cute, do it right. And then, Rod, recue the music, if you would be so kind. Lord.
You know, I hate you a little bit right now.
Well, that's fine.
But, okay. I mean, it's the last thing you're going to do for us. You might as well make it good.
Yeah, everybody knows you're not coming back.
What?
She's coming back.
Good Lord.
Well, yeah, empty out her desk.
Took all of her trophies
home. That
would
be so obvious. Did Markser take all of her stuff?
Everything.
God.
Right, even the cup.
Okay, so at KMBZ and KMBZ.com. And then let's own the booyah this
time. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to own it.
Kara Marks, News 98.1, KMBZ. Booyah!
All right.
I feel good.
Better. Weirdos.
That's better. That was a better booyah. I'll accept that. Right. I'll accept that. Do you accept that?
Good luck.
Thank you.
We love you.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
No. Yes. I don't know. I have so much to do.
They're going to put a knife in your stomach.
No, I'm not worried about.
I want to know the second that baby has a name. So just text me.
Okay, deal.
I know you're going to be busy.
Is it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow, for sure.
Now, wait. Just tell us this. Have you narrowed it down, or do you know?
No, we do not know.
Okay.
We have sort of narrowed it down.
Yeah.
We'll see what he looks like when
he comes
out.
What kind of indecisiveness? He's going to look like a baby. No. He's going to be covered in blood.
No. You know what? When my first one was born, we went in with one name and he came out with another name. So you just never know. You never know.
We had several options for Charlie.
What were the other ones?
I don't remember, but
that's all right. It's all good.
What were you going to be if you were a boy?
No, we've had this conversation. I'm not repeating it.
I was supposed to be Cassidy. And then my parents thought they would call me Mama Cass because that was she with the mamas and the papas?
Yes.
And they didn't want them calling me that. And I'm like, I don't think anyone would have called me that, but okay. Mm. And so they named me after some bar rat that they knew, that they liked. Her name was Dana. She was like a bar waitress or something. And I was like, she was always so nice. And I'm like, you named me after someone you knew casually from a bar?
I wouldn't say casually. I mean, they hung out with her almost every night.
They're like BFFs, but whatever.
What were you going to be, Rod, if you were a girl?
It's 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
Tamara.
Tamara?
Mm-hmm.
Like Tamara?
But yeah, no, my mother was going to name me Tamara.
Tamara.
Yes. And then, if it was a boy, I was going to be Joseph Shane. And then when she was drugged up in the hospital, my dad was like, yeah, Joseph Shane, that's a good name. And they came in and said, what's his name? And my dad said, Roger Allen Babcock Jr.
He
never said it to my mother one time.
Wow.
Never said it to my mother one time. Agreed every time she said Joseph Shane. He's like, yeah, good, strong name. Never said a word.
Little biblical on the first name.
Yeah.
Little country and western on the second
one. They came
one.
In. She was like loopy from the drugs. They said, what's the boy's name? And he said, Roger Allen Babcock Jr.
Oh, man.
She woke up and was like, what?
Although you have to admit, Joseph Shane, when you would get in trouble, would sound a little, you get your butt over here, Joseph Shane.
That's a good name, I think.
You always have to go with what it sounds like when you're in trouble. That's why when I dropped Leanne, Dana Leanne! Ah, what'd I do?
My mom wanted to name me Mayo B. Parks III. And my dad said, hell no.
The third?
Thank God. Yeah, because A, if you're the third, that's a little presumptuous.
Well, you're the third.
Number two, if your name is Mayo, you're going to get made fun of.
You think?
Yeah. And so my dad said, no, on the Mayo B. Parks the
third. Does the third go on the birth certificate, or are you just known as the third?
You're Mayo B. Parks 111. Yeah. I.
No.
If I was a girl, my name was going to be Tina.
Oh!
We joked around that we were going to name this one Fred Jr. Paul's name's not Fred. It didn't matter. It was just hilarious.
It's just hilarious.
Freddy.
Fred Jr. Who's Fred Senior?
Who knows? Hilarious.
Deep in the family tree.
You know, Tina has gone away.
So is Scott.
Julie, all of those, Amy, Kim, all of those names have gone away.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back in 10, 20 years.
They'll be back.
Just like everything else does.
Yep. Like, what's the big name now? Like
Kim. That's one where I had six of them in my school.
Don't say it's so, like, all, Kim.
It's all gone away.
The most popular baby name for 2018 is Liam.
Okay.
And then Maverick is right up there, too.
Oh, Top Gun. Stop it.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. What if you name your kid Maverick and he's really bad at sports and is just kind of...
Well, don't worry, because the other kids at school name him Dork.
Scott.
I
knew someone who named their kid Storm. And I thought, man, you are hoping that kid is an athlete because you can't be like
Storm?
A wimpy Storm. That's like a boxer's name.
That's a horrible name for a kid.
Sorry. It's what they
a
name
lot
them.
Of expectations there.
It's, yeah, my, you're putting my, a lot of expectation
my,
on that kid.
My name is Storm. I'm with the Mathletes.
Oh, no.
I'm the manager of the football team. Who's got their jocks ready there for the washing machine?
There's a famous rodeo guy whose father was a famous rodeo guy, and his name was Rope. And I always thought, if you name your kid Rope and he doesn't join the rodeo, he hates you for the rest of his life.
Well, that's just a really weird noun.
Isn't that like that would sound more like a nickname than a real Rope?
That was his name, his God-given name.
Oh, no.
Rope.
That's not good.
But he was like this huge rodeo guy, so it was kind of cool.
I went to school one time with a girl named Bunny.
Yeah.
Bunny Martin. That was not a nickname. That was her real name, Bunny.
I would change that.
I mean, it sounds so...
strippery.
Well, I was thinking upper echelon.
It was with a
like,
Y, not like, an I.
It was Barbara at one point. They called her Bunny for short, you know, and she's got a lot of money. Bunny.
She's married to a man who calls himself the Captain.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
If your name rhymes, do you change your name? Or if you are marrying someone that makes your name rhyme?
Like, I've never understood people.
Do you not take that name?
And this happens mostly with boys. I can't think of a time it's happened with a girl's name. But guys who have either the same last name as their first name. And I went to school with a guy named Tice Tice. T-A-I-S-E.
Or Martin Martin.
Or that's what I'm getting at. Like a John Johnson or a Richard Richardson. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much do your parents hate you that they've basically made your name a double?
Yeah, there was a guy that owned a huge car dealership when I grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth who's always had commercials on TV. David McDavid Pontiac.
That sounds like a made-up name.
I know.
David Pontiac.
Come on down to David McDavid Pontiac.
You wouldn't want to be Kara Ibarra.
No.
It's like Sherry O'Terry. Like, it works if you're in Hollywood, maybe, but I would not want a rhyming name.
No, especially for a girl, that would be...
Sherry Berry. That's just bad.
Well, then you have to own a berry company.
But they are delicious.
They really are good.
I do like Sherry's Berries.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, Leonard. I mean, why do you do that to your children? Scott, your middle name's Mayo. You don't have a lot of room to talk. I understand. It's a family name. It's passed down through generations. What's your middle name?
Marie.
Oh, that's so common.
That's amazingly white American.
Yep. It's also my grandmother's middle name.
Oh, then good.
It's family.
It's a family name.
It's a lovely name.
It's Claire.
That's what I just
it's
said.
A family name. It's a fat girl's name. No, it's not. It's a family name.
Okay, Claire.
If Claire married Johnny Dare, she'd be Claire Dare.
No.
That's not his real last name.
I know, but you can't have a rhyming name. You know what? You could be the smartest person in the room. If your name rhymes, you sound like a dingbat.
Like if your name was Dana McKenna?
Dingbat.
If your name... Whoa.
My mom used to say, Dana Wayne a woozy, one and one is twozy. That's how she would call me as a child. Well, your mom's haunted by
that. I love
that.
Your mom, but she's kind of a dingbat too. I knew a girl in high school, her name was Bentley. We called her Gently Bentley.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Mm. If your name is Mary Larry, that's bad, too.
Mary Larry. Quite contrary.
Here's a name that's gone away. Shirley.
Yeah.
And that's not coming back yet.
No, it's not coming back.
All right. We are going to air a commercial or two from our favorite new candidate for political office, Gil Fulbright. He is running, and he is the man.
He wants your vote.
He does want your vote. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, for heating, cooling, electrical, and yes, your generator, call my guys at CM Moes and Son. They're actually coming out to do a check in our basement here on Monday. They're coming out to fix the heat that is escaping directly out our windows. They're going to come and fix some of the ductwork. You know, if you've got a house like ours, more than 30 years old, the technology has improved tremendously over the years to help save you in energy costs. And they're going to come out and help us do some things to fix the money we are losing with the system that we currently have. Heating, cooling, electrical, and yes, your generator. They are still running that free 7-year parts and labor warranty on all qualifying Generac generator units. That thing is valued at more than $700. And you know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac. It's the kind that we have here at the station. If a storm knocks all of the radio stations off in the group, that generator kicks in, we come right back on the air. They are offering, once again, a free 7-year parts and labor warranty for a home generator valued at more than $700. Generator, heating, cooling, electric. Call my great guys at CM Moes & Son, locally owned and operated 65 years. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoesandson.com.
We got a ton of stories we didn't get to today, so let me hit this up here real quick. We touched on it briefly. Missouri voter turnout expected to reach 55% next Tuesday. That would be exceptionally high. Did you hear? This is a local story. The son and daughter of, and you've heard about this guy, the son and daughter of a Missouri House candidate is urging voters not to elect their father. You see this? This made national news.
Yeah, he's a racist.
Emily and Andy West say their father, 64-year-old Steve West, is racist, homophobic, and opposes Jews and Muslims. Steve West gained attention after he won the Republican primary in August for the Northwest Missouri House seat by nearly 25 points.
If you vote for this guy, you need to have your head examined.
The GOP in Missouri has even distanced themselves significantly from him. Says Andy West, his son, my dad is a fanatic. He must be stopped. His ideology is pure hatred. He is on your ballot next Tuesday. A British food magazine editor has resigned after making remarks about killing vegans and force-feeding them meat. That's a weirdo. The price tag for your new KCI airport has now ballooned to nearly $2 billion.
But we're not paying for it. The feds are.
Yeah. No, they say the airlines are going to pay for it. When they say the airlines are going to pay for it, you know what that means.
You are going to pay for
it. That's right. And even in the article, they're talking about increasing parking fees, which, by the way, are, I believe, $28 a day for up close. $7 a day for far away, if I'm not mistaken, and increasing concessions prices. But the airlines are also going to pay for it, which means you'll pay for it through increased ticket prices as well. But for whatever reason, the price of the new KCI airport and construction's been delayed till 2023, is now at $2 billion. Take that back. Help me out here, Rebecca, if you know better than me. I can't remember what Bill Grady said. Either construction's been delayed till 2023 or the opening's been delayed until 2023. I can't imagine they'd sit on beginning construction for 5 years. From the file of, I didn't even realize this was controversial, Al Roker is defending his Halloween costume that he wore on the Today Show yesterday after some social media users accused the weather anchor of being in whiteface following the Megyn Kelly scandal. Now, in fairness, let's understand where we are here, kids. Megyn Kelly was fired by NBC for comments that were not warranting a firing. She said that back in her day, which, by the way, is back in my day because we're roughly the same age, that it was no big deal to wear blackface. That's simply not true, but she is certainly entitled to that opinion, and that opinion does not warrant a firing. NBC was looking to get rid of her because the show had low ratings and she cost a lot of money. That notwithstanding, Al Roker dressed up yesterday as Dr. Brown from Back to the Future. He did not wear whiteface. He put on a white, crazy wig that looked like Dr. Brown's and the outfit that he wore or something similar to it in Back to the Future. Al Roker, so we're clear, did not wear whiteface on the Today Show yesterday. He went as Al Roker dressed up like Doc Brown. So everybody needs to calm down. And Patrick Mahomes' jersey is one of the fastest-selling jerseys, not only in Kansas City, but in these United States. Patrick Mahomes' jersey cannot be kept on store shelves in the United States. And he is a front runner to be the NFL's MVP already. Mahomes' jersey was the second most purchased item from Dick's Sporting Goods in the last week. And that's not just locally.
You cannot be surprised by that.
No. Mahomes' jersey has jumped 19 spots on the Dick's Sporting Goods list. Three Chiefs have made the list of the top 50 players. Oh, yes, yes, just a little bit of it. I'm so sorry, I totally forgot about it. This satirical politician named Gil, what's his last, Fulbright.
We also podcast
Phil
the
my mouth with farts.
We also podcast the 2 and 3 o'clock hour.
Fill up my mouth with farts.
And it's in podcast as well.
Just for fun, for poops and grins, let's play just a small portion of it.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me, is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point,
and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy and improving it by repeating the word jobs.
And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a 5-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime right, I can pull a favor here for special interest.
Thank you for your time this afternoon, Kansas City. Jonathan Weir is up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a little jam or no jam tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to have enough time, but we'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Festivus Friday. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, the president advising the military should use deadly force against a migrant caravan. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.